for calling B3 Archery. This is Savannah. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was calling for Joe. Welcome, everybody, to the Competition Archery Media Podcast, where we explore all things pertaining to competition archery. I'm your host, PJ Riley, and today we have a great guest with us. We have a brand new platinum sponsor for CAM, and that is B3 Archery, and we have with us Joe Scott, General Manager. Joe, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, PJ. We're pretty excited about this new sponsorship.
We are as well. For those who don't know B3, let's start out. Introduce B3. Tell us about your company.
So B3 Archery is a new company that, well, I say new, we got started in April of 2018, I believe. We're located in Clay City, Kentucky. We're all American-made manufacturer, and we make releaser sights and broadheads.
Releases, sights, and broadheads. And for people who don't know it, Joe, this is a new company, B3, but you and your family have been doing this for a long time.
Right. Yeah. We've got a lot of history here, and a lot of our employees have been in the industry for a long time. It's a lot of years of combined experience, and we're excited to be back. You know, we kind of took a little break for a while, but we started B3, you know, under something brand new, and It's been a learning experience for me, and I'm just glad to get a chance to work alongside my team.
So for a company that produces archery stuff like that, obviously there's a lot of machining. What's the main thing for a company like B3? Is it machining, engineering, designing, all of that? What's the driving force behind that?
Well, it's kind of it's a combination of all of those things, you know. The machining is a big part of it, and, you know, scheduling, you know, machine time and production runs and things like that. And, you know, the main goal of all that is to get products out the door in a timely manner, and that's kind of our main goal. You know, customer service is number one, and that's a huge part of customer service is getting customers their shipments on time.
Gotcha. And so what we're most excited about with Competition Archery Media is B3's interest in target archery. Obviously, you folks make bow hunting stuff as well. We're focused on competition archery, so target archery. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in that game.
Right. So we've had, you know, since the beginning, we've had some target sights, some, 3D sights, things like that. And then last year we came out with our own brand of scopes, the Exact scopes, and we kind of want to get a little bit more exposure to that, get it to take off a little bit better. And you know, this year we've always done releases, but I believe right at 75% of the new SKUs we came out with this year were handheld, you know, target style releases. So we want to make sure our customers and your viewers get to see our new products, and We felt CAM was a good platform to help us out with that.
We certainly look forward to doing that. And, I mean, you guys got one of the biggest names in the game, Braden Galantine. He's got his own signature line. How long have you guys been working with Braden?
So Braden signed on at the beginning of 2020. And, you know, we're kind of fumbling around, you know, what are we going to do with Braden? You know, he's a great shooter, but how can we help him? How can we help him promote our products? And that's what we did this year. We came out with two signature releases that have Braden's name on them. And so far, you know, I know this is only the second week of the year, but so far those releases have taken off well. And Braden had a huge hand in helping us design those, and he was right there with our machinists and helping us make changes and get them just perfect before we released them to the customer.
So I got to imagine that is invaluable. Like, you can have, I would imagine, an idea for a hinge release. Okay, here's how it works. But to get someone with Braden's skill level to come in and say, okay, I mean, archery is such a game of minutia that he's got to be able to get down into that level of detail to say, hey, you need to tweak this, you need to tweak that. That's got to be helpful.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you know, that's what he does full time. He's an archer. He's shot everything out there. He's seen every release, every sight. You know, so he knows exactly what he needs The little details are important in these hinges and, well, any target release. So he was able to help us just fine-tune those and get them exactly how he wanted them, which is what we feel, you know, most of your target archers, you know, that's what they want. It's kind of what Braden wants.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. We helped you folks launch that through Lancaster Archery. We did some videos with Braden on these new releases, and it was funny watching him. I handed him the releases. They were releases I had, and just watching him getting them set to shoot the way he likes to shoot them, it was like, oh, I need like an eighth of a turn on this. Oh, I got to back it. I mean, just the level of detail he went into, I thought, I don't know if I would know the difference between that one and other, you know.
He is critical. He you know, he gets right down to the point, and that's been a huge help for us.
So one of the things this year that was in the new BG releases is, I think he was calling it the duckbill sear.
Yeah,
is that the right term?
The new pelican sear.
Pelican. I call it duckbill. Yeah. Pelican sear. Tell us how you came up with the idea for that, because it is pretty ingenious. I got to see it up close.
Well, you know, we had our version of a micro adjust design, you know, with the coupe and the Infinity and the Ranger and all of our, you know, previous back tensions. But we were like, well, you know, guys are wanting something that's a little bit more of a true micro adjust. So with these Pelican sears, I mean, it's just a matter of, you can get it as fine as you want. You know, you're adjusting it by just turning two screws, or turning one screw and tightening the other one up. So you can get it, you can fine tune that, you know, as minimal as you need to.
Yeah, but I know Braden was talking about the adjustments on there, and he was talking about in competition, you know, he'll be in a situation where he might get hung up just a little bit, and he needs just a little bit something more on the release so his shot activates perfectly when he wants it to. And he said he'll, you know, with your releases, he'll be able to do that right on the line. He could be in the middle of a competition, I need to make an adjustment, boom, I can make it.
Absolutely, yeah. Just take out an Allen wrench. It takes, you know, 2 seconds pretty much to make that adjustment.
That is awesome. So with the target archery, what do you hope to see out of that? Do you guys have a preference for 3D, indoor, outdoor? What's B3's philosophy looking at the target archery world?
We kind of want to get into it all. We go to a lot of the 3D competitions, and then we'll start going to more indoor competitions whenever they start opening back up. And, you know, we just want to have a market for everything. You know, your field archers, your indoor, you know, your 20-yard shooters, and then also your 3D archers. So we want to have products for all three of those categories.
I've been seeing some people making posts, some archers making posts, hey, I'm going to be representing B3 archery this year. Who are some of the other archers shooting B3 besides Braden? Obviously, we know about him.
Right. Yeah. Of course, we've got Braden. We've got Brian Jones. We've got Alan Connor, Chris Cooper, Brian Lou Allen. You know, lots of guys in that senior pro class who are very competitive up there. Benny Barger. I don't know if I said him. And we've also got Rod White as well, who's been a big help. You know, I believe he was Olympic recurve shooter, but now he's kind of converted over to compound. So we've kind of used some of his knowledge and some of this product stuff too. So, we're growing it and adding some more people that are in the works. You know, we're not quite saying those names yet, but we do have some guys that are and girls that are going to be joining us. And then we also have Braden's wife as well, Tanya. So,
oh, yeah.
That's going to be a great help.
Gotcha.
She's awesome. So.
Yeah. And I know one of the things that was new with B3, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, is your ghost finish. Kind of a powder coat. That's my term. I don't know if that's technically what you do, but it's got that powder coat feel to it on a handle release. Am I explaining that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a powder coat. And, you know, kind of the idea behind that was we wanted a white release. Well, you know, most releases are made out of aluminum or brass, you know, stainless, things like that. And as far as the aluminum goes, you can't anodize white. It's not possible. and there had never been a white production model release on the market before. So they're like, well, let's try some options. And we sent some of those releases out to be powder coated, and they came back awesome. They just turned out great. And we put them in some of our pro staffers' hands, and they're like, yeah, this is going to be a winner. This finish is great. So that's kind of where that came from. And then that carried over into this year with the Ghost BG, which it's not a white release. It's a gray release, and it's got a lot of grit. We added some more grit to that powder coat just to give the archers more grit, you know, for their shot.
For sure. I'm not on any of these people's level who shoot like that, but I have shot down in Foley, Alabama in August, and man, your hands get sweaty and slippery. That release, it's like it's swimming in water in my hand, moving around in there.
Oh, yeah.
And that, yeah. I have shot the Ghost finish, and yeah, it sticks right where you need it to.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you see these guys, and I've been one to do it. You tape your handle of your release up, and we're trying to find a way to make guys not have to do that. We want them to have that grip and that natural handle feel without having to do anything extra or add anything to the handle.
Yeah. With being a company that makes both stuff for the target world and for the bow hunting world, what is the crossover there? Is there, I mean, you would think, okay, target archery, that's where the precision comes in. Everybody wants that precision. Do they intermingle? Like, do you take things from the target into hunting, or are they interchangeable? What's the relationship? How do you guys look at the relationship between the target world and the bow hunting world?
We don't want a release to be only made for target archers and someone not be able to hunt with it, because I know plenty of guys who hunt with hinges and things like that. So we just kind of take the best of both worlds, or try to, and put them into every release.
Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah, the back tension. Have you ever tried that, hunting with a back tension?
A little bit. You know, not too much. I've always been a thumb button guy, but there are lots of guys who do that. That's kind of, we made the Ranger. I believe that was one of our first releases we came out with, and it's been a pretty good hit for us, and it's got a wrist strap on it. So guys like to have that in their hand at all times, and that wrist strap lets them do that.
That scares the life out of me. I shoot a hinge for target, and I just think, man, there's 100 things that I could do wrong with this in a hunting situation.
But know, I'm not brave enough.
That's what it is. I've heard Dan McCarthy, you know, he talks about, you know, of course, hinge to him is second nature, but even guys here, there's some guys here who hunt with a hinge, and they're like, yeah, you know, you just go through your shot process. And man, I just think when I'm in that situation, the world's on fire. I can't imagine having to do a shot process like I do on the range.
Yeah, I got to be able to let it fly if I need to.
That's the other thing. Exactly. Yeah. It's going now. So talk a little bit about, Joe, your family's involvement in the archery industry, you know, where that comes from, because I believe it's your grandfather who started out in there. What's the family connection to archery?
Yeah, so, you know, as far as I can remember, even before I was born, you know, several years before I was born, my family has always been in the archery industry, whether it was, you know, just doing whatever. My grandpa, you know, he had his company. He had several different patents, and, you know, he was a great archery mind. I wish I would have got to spend some more time with him. But, you know, he created a lot of things. He had a lot of patents, like I said, a lot of designs that we still see today, you know, from several companies. And then after, you know, he passed on, my mom and dad, Brian and Melanie Jones, they, you know, they ran his company, and you know, it did great, you know, there for a while. And then we just kind of got out of it for a little bit and took a break, and now we're back in. You know, they keep a close eye over us here and have been a huge help for us. And, yeah, it's just archery's always been something that we've been a part of, and we're really glad to have a chance to do it again.
Have you personally done much in target archery in terms of competing or any of that?
You know, when I was younger, you know, I'd go to all these ASA and IBO tournaments, and I would shoot those and nothing really serious. And then in the past few years, you know, I got done playing baseball and golf, or whatever, and I've kind of got back into it, and I've been shooting a few of the ASAs, just trying to ease my way back into the competition archery scene, and I'm going to have to work on taking it more serious and practicing more and getting back out there with these guys.
Being on the manufacturing side and knowing what goes into making these products, what do you think about what some of these people, like a Braden Galantine, can do with quality archery products?
I think it's a big part of it. Most of these guys, or a lot of these guys, Braden, Levi, you know, whoever, they're just so talented, you know, a lot of the times it wouldn't matter what they shoot. But it's a big help to them when they have a quality product that they know they can for sure depend on. So, yeah, it is a big help to them whenever they've got quality products and things like that. So.
Yeah, that it's impressive to watch, because especially I could pick up the same release that Braden does, and I can't do anything near what he does with it. It's impressive to watch. So with Competition Archery Media this year, as you know, we're going to be on the Sportsman's Channel. That's going to be, that's bigger than anything we've done before. What's your hopes for B3 about getting that kind of exposure? I mean, that's on most of the regular cable stations out there. So, I mean, I forget how many millions of people all over the country are going to see that. But what's your hope for B3 there?
So that was kind of, whenever I got the original email from Josh Grine, I believe, and I was reading over it, reading all the great attributes that come with the sponsorship. And, I got down to where I saw the shoot downs or shoot offs, they were going to be on the Sportsman's Channel. And I was like, wow, that's a great thing. I think we definitely want to be a part of that, because we were thinking about, what are we going to do to get on TV this year? We sponsor a few shows and things like that, but we wanted some kind of significant TV time, and this was just kind of it was a good fit, and we're really excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, we see cornhole, and I think last weekend I was flipping through and I saw disc golf on there. Yeah, why the heck wouldn't we have archery?
Yeah, I was watching axe throwing on ESPN the other day. I don't understand why archery isn't on there. Not taken away from that sport or anything.
No.
I think archery needs to be on, televised a little bit more.
Yeah, when you see some of the skill that these people have, it boggles my mind what they can do with a bow and arrow. I think maybe, though, it boggles my mind because I can't do that. And I think that bothers me,
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
So, Joe, this year obviously is different. I am speaking to you now when we would probably be at the ATA show where, the archery world comes together. What does it mean for a company like B3 to not be there? How does the ATA show fit into your annual system?
Well, I believe, with us and a lot of companies, I believe if you ask them the same question, the ATA show is the one show for archery manufacturers that we look forward to going to every year. Everything that's new comes out there. It seems like you get to catch up with a lot of old friends. And it's really weird not being there right now. As far as orders and things like that, it's hard to say right now what that's going to do to sales, and are they going to increase? Are they going to decrease? It's really hard to say, but I do know that not being at the show is very different.
Yeah. Have you been seeing regular growth in the interest of B3? I imagine starting from from the ground up, that you kind of got to get your name out there to shops all over the country, all over the world.
Right. Yeah. We've put the legwork in. Our reps are kind of starting to reap, kind of what they sowed now. The first year and a half, they were out on the ground, beating people's doors down, putting our name out there, and we've done a really good job. Our marketing director, Clint, has done a great job, getting us on Facebook and Instagram and doing some great, promotions and things like that to get our name out there, and we've kind of gained quite a fan base, or not fan base, but customer base now, and we're starting to see that business really pick up. Around July is when that really started for us. We were just kind of like, you know, wow, where did this come from? And it never really stopped since then. We haven't had a second to breathe. So, but that's a good thing.
Now, I know what I've heard. You mentioned it in the beginning. One thing I have heard about B3 is that customer service. Somebody out there, Archer, goes out and has an issue. I mean, they are able to take care of it quickly with B3. What is your philosophy as far as customer service goes?
Right, yeah, customer service is always number one, you know, with us. We do, you know, we have a lifetime warranty on all of our products. So if someone has an issue or something breaks, which we see, you know, very, very few issues like that happen, but the stuff does happen sometimes.
Sure.
And that's our number one priority. When we see something come back in the door, that's the thing that we're all focused on. What happened? How do we fix it? Let's take care of it and get it back out the door to that customer as quick as we can. So, customer service is everything.
Yeah, the archery industry, I think, is pretty good with that. In other things out there, other, you know, products we use in the world, that just always amazes me. Like, you could nip so many problems in the bud. Okay, a little screw or something failed, you know, or even I did something stupid with it that I shouldn't have done.
Right.
Man, if the company just fixes it, boom, moves on, everybody forgets about it, and I'm coming back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what you want to do with your customers is create a lifelong customer out of them, and if you take good care of them, I mean, that kind of solves that right there.
Exactly, and especially with releases, because let's face it, if there is a serious target archer out there, they probably have, I'm going to go out on a limb here, I'm going to say most serious target archers have to have at least 7 or 8 releases at all times that they're checking out. And I mean, I'm sure they try way more than that, but actually in the house, like, I'm going to try this one today. It's got to be that many, unless I'm just weird like that. I don't know. That could be it too.
Right.
You get different feel on a handle, this one, and this one, the release goes off a little faster. It's just amazing the different thing. You would think that's a hinge release, that's a hinge release, and it's just not that way.
Right, no, they're all a little bit different, and to those guys, it makes a world of difference. Any little change in the release, you know, that's huge to them.
Sights. Now, you mentioned the B3 sight. You said you had a new target sight. I don't know if I have seen that. Tell me about that one.
It's going to be our new sight for 2021 as far as target goes is the Rise target. So that's going to come with our single pin, non-vented scope, or our vented scope. You can order it either way. The non-vented version of it does come with a sunshade for your 3D archers or field archers who like to have a little bit more shade. It's got your elevation adjustment is very quick because it's kind of got like a fishing reel type rod on the side. So it's just a quick turn. And I mean, you go from, you know, 20 yards to 80 yards and 1 second. It's pretty neat, and it still has your elevation clicks on it. It's got your 1,000ths per click windage click. It's a pretty cool sight, and we're excited about it.
That's the that fine tuning there, you know, the little clicks. Boy, people want to be able to get that just right. I'm not good enough to know the difference between some of those clicks, but there are people out there who are. So you also added another new archer this year, Joe. Who was that?
It was Garrett Ayersman, and he's been around the industry for a long time. You know, you always see his name up there at the top of the known pro category, and he's going to be a big help, you know, with our target side of things.
West Virginia guy. His family has a shop as well there in West Virginia.
Yeah, the Sportsman's Refuge, and I believe that, you know, that's a good shop, and they've been a huge help to us so far. So we're very excited about that.
Coming up here at the tournaments, fingers crossed that, you know, they go off here in 2021. Which ones are B3? Are you guys planning to be at any of them this year?
We're going to go to every one of them we can. I believe the first one we have coming up is Yankton.
Okay.
And then we've got the first ASA Foley, I believe, is around the same time. So we're going to be at both of those, and Well, all IBOs, NFAA, anything they're able to have, you know, we'll be there. We'll have a booth set up.
Awesome. We will certainly look for you there. And Joe, for people at home, where can they find out more about B3 Archery?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, b3archery.com. Also, YouTube, just search B3 Archery. We have a whole channel that we've got plenty of product videos on mostly every product that we have, how to adjust them, what they come with, what the features are, everything like that. Facebook, Instagram, you know, just wherever.
All right, folks, that's another episode of the Competition Archery Media Podcast. We certainly thank Joe Scott and B3 Archery not only for being here today, but for coming on as a new platinum sponsor for CAM this year.
Thank you for having me, PJ. You know, all of us here at B3 Archery appreciate the help that Lancaster has given us as well as CAM. You guys are awesome, and we can't wait to see what this year holds.
Sounds good, Joe. Folks, you can find the Competition Archery Media Podcast on all the platforms where you find your favorite podcasts. Thanks for joining us today.